don't we just go in my office? Yeah, well, we can wait in here. Oh my god. We killed it. Holy shit. That was amazing. I swear to god, I think they're going to give us the business before they even leave the building. Yeah. Every head was nodding. They were agreeing with us. They asked really great questions, like nothing where they seemed concerned. Yeah, it was amazing. Oh, and did you see Boss Lady's face? Mm-hmm. She was very, very happy. I mean, I kind of thought she was going to drop to her knees and give you the business. it's not like we haven't earned it. And they gave it to us, and I don't think I got home before 11 o'clock any night in the last 2 weeks. Yeah, we've been working long hours, and this is the payoff. I mean, it doesn't always work out like this, but it did this time. You did an amazing job. You really did. It was really fun working with you. Well, thank you. Yeah. I got really nervous when I had to get up and, you know, talk about pricing and costs and stuff, but they didn't even bat an eye at that, and I thought that was, like, going to be something that they were concerned about. Thank you, by the way, for making me do that. I guess I'm low man on the totem pole. I've been here, you know, 6 months less than you, so I had to do the shitty part. And might I say, you look sharp today. Yeah. I mean, you were like, a regular suit won't do. I must wear a three-piece suit. But I mean, I'm not making fun of you. You look really good. You look sharp. Yes, I am wearing a dress. I felt that the occasion called for it. Don't say that. No, no. Definitely don't say that. No, you can't say I look hot. Because, just don't. Because I don't need you to blow smoke up my ass. Okay? What am I saying? Listen, I've seen your Instagram page, and I know the kind of girls that you hang out with, and I am definitely not one of them. I'm definitely not that type. So, when you say I look hot, it seems a little disingenuous. Yes, I looked at your Instagram account. I have been, I'm a single woman hanging out until all hours of night, having to walk outside with a man that she doesn't really know that well. So yes, I checked into you and I looked at your Instagram account. Because you can't tell me that I look hot, because the women that you hang out with are hot. This is not hot. Okay? Wait a minute. Why are you walking closer to me? What would I say if you told me that you thought I was hot? I would say that in my experience, guys like you don't go after girls like me. And even if they did, girls like me wouldn't fall for it. Because guys like you break our hearts. You put what we want just within reach, and then you snatch it away, and then you make us feel stupid for even asking for it in the first place. Why do you keep getting closer to me? Are you not listening to anything that I'm saying to you? This isn't gonna work. You're gonna back me into this wall. You have to stop saying things like that. No, I will not look you in the eye. Because I'm afraid you're going to see how much I want you. And I don't want to. What do you mean? What do you mean you've been sending me signals? Yeah, but I thought it was making it all up. Or, you know, seeing things that I wanted to see. I mean, yeah. I caught you staring at me when you didn't think that I was looking. And, you know, when you would hand me papers, you would hold them just maybe a little longer than you needed to, and you'd brush my hand with your fingertips. Or you're, you know, straightening my collar and, or brushing a piece of hair out of my face. And yeah, it all seemed a little more intimate than it probably should have, but I never really believed that it meant anything more than just a friendly gesture. Yeah, but you have to understand that I see how women respond to you. And I just never thought that you thought of me that way. Now you're so close, and I can feel the heat coming off your body. And now you're gonna rub your cheek against mine. God. You are making this impossible. You are making it impossible. Oh, God. You are making it impossible to say no. Your nose at my neck. Yep. Do you like how I smell? You smell so good. So now you've got me backed against a wall. And you're so close. Oh, you feel so good pressed against me. You are making this impossible. You are making it impossible to say no to you. Why should I say no? Why are you doing this? Yeah, this is a great day. It's been a wonderful day. But this just complicates things. Yeah, you might get promoted, and you might be my boss. Is that why you're doing this? Are you afraid that we won't be able to have a relationship if you're my boss? Wait a minute. Did you have me added to this project? You did. Oh, you sneaky bastard. Well, no, I mean, it was wonderful. It was a really, really good opportunity. But I didn't realize that you did it because you like me. Yeah. I like you too, but I really like hanging out with you, and you make me laugh. And I don't want to fuck that up. And I can't express to you how different I am from the girls that you date. Yeah. Oh, wait. Is this a part where you try to tell me that you're not as great or as much of a ladies' man as you come across on social media? Well, yes, I know you're a dork. But you're a charming dork. I know that you let me see a side of you that nobody else really gets to see. I mean, I see it in the office. I see how when someone else comes into the room, you kind of shift who you are. But I gotta say, I think the dorky part is my favorite part. But if I'm being honest, the charming part is the reason that I'm having such a hard time saying no right now. Why did you do that? Do it again. I am going to fuck you right here. Please stop. Please. Okay. Listen. Okay. I will go out with you. I will let you take me to dinner. And we can see where this goes. I love being this close to you. And your hands around the back of my neck, and your cheek just grazing mine. Okay. Okay. You can take me out. This weekend, you can take me out. Okay? Okay. Let's get down to business.